Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Christ the King Redemptive Ministries Kingdom Lifestyles Broadcast. I, along with my husband, Apostle Christopher McQueen, would like to take the time to thank you for joining us. I am your hostess, Prophetess Crystal McQueen. We want to invite you to share with us as we study the Word of God. It is our purpose to help you grow, mature, be healed, and prosper by teaching you the Word of God. We encourage you to get involved with the lesson. You may call into the show at 1-718-766-4583 or join in with the chat sessions during the show. We welcome your questions, comments, and prayer requests. Please visit us at our website at www.ctkr.org. This is a helpful place for you to learn about us and help us expand the kingdom of God. There you can become a partner with us and see our upcoming events. We are looking forward to sharing the Word of God with you. Be blessed in the Lord and enjoy the broadcast.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Prophetess Crystal McQueen, and welcome to Kingdom Lifestyle Broadcast with myself and Apostle Christopher McQueen. We are ecstatic tonight that you have joined us, amen, for our Bible study. Prepare yourself for a word, a treat from the Lord that will be delivered from my husband, Apostle Christopher McQueen. So get your Bibles ready, amen. Prepare your minds and your hearts. Draw yourself in and let us begin to search out the scriptures, amen, and hear what thus saith the Lord on tonight, amen. Glory to God. But before we begin, let me do the announcements, go into prayer, and then I want to quickly get out of your way so that we can have our hearts and minds ready to receive this word on tonight, amen. Amen. As you know, every Tuesday at 7 p.m., join us for Kingdom Lifestyle Broadcast with my husband, Apostle Christopher McQueen. Amen. Every Thursday night at 7 p.m., join me for Prophetic Atmosphere. Every Saturday morning at 9:30 a.m. and Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m., join us live for Christ the King, Redemptive Ministries live broadcast that we have. Praise and worship going forth. The presence of the Lord is in the house. Amen. We are just opening our hearts and our minds. God is doing great things right here at Christ the King Redemptive Ministry, and you definitely need to be a part of it. Amen. Amen. I also want to let you know, please go to our website, amen, www.ctkr.org. There you can find out more about us, amen, sharing the things that we're doing, amen, in the community as well as around the world. And if you would like someone to touch and agree with you in prayer, any prayer requests, amen, just general information as well as an invitation to come and minister at your church, as you're on our website, go to the Contact Us tab. Follow the instructions there, amen, and someone will contact you at our earliest convenience. Glory to God. Also want to let you know, any of you that are interested in our media, you have been following this ministry for quite some time, go to our ministry or media tab page, amen, and you can go into our broadcast as well as in our archives and see and hear what God has been speaking to us for quite some time, amen, and just making sure that we are all on the same page, and that is building the kingdom, pursuing his assignment, amen, and fulfilling his will in our lives, amen. Also, finally, I should say, want to let you know that we do have Facebook pages, so please go to our Facebook page. You can locate us under Christ the King Redemptive Ministries, as well as Women of Prophetic Destiny, also known as WOPD. Want to hear from you and what God is doing in your life. Amen. Glory to God. Those are the announcements for this evening, people of God. Now, let us pray, and then let us prepare our hearts to receive my husband, Apostle Christopher McQueen. Amen. Bow your head. Father, in Jesus' name, God, we lift your name up in this place. God, we glorify your name in this place. We magnify your name in this place. God, there's no one else like our God. There's no one else like our King. You are the great Jehovah. You are the great I Am. You are our head, and you're forcing us, God, to pursue you with everything that is within us, and we love you for it. Even now, Father, I ask that your presence would just engulf your people right now, wherever they may be. Father, we just open up our hearts and our minds today to receive from you whatever the word is that you're bringing forth from the apostle's mouth. We are ready and prepared to receive it. Father, we move aside every weight that so easily besets us today. God, we ask for forgiveness of all sin, that you would wash us and cleanse us in the mighty blood of Jesus. Father, make us whole on today. As the word comes forth, let it heal. Let it cleanse, God. Let it cut away every all the gangrene. God, let it just wash us and cleanse us this evening in Jesus' name. Father, we're asking now that you would begin to touch the heart and the mind of the apostle. Begin to minister through him. Let us see Christ in him and not he and not him. In the name of Jesus. Father, we just ask right now that you would begin to speak to the hearts and minds of your people, and God, that you would speak to every situation that is in the lives of your people. We are expecting the word, God, to bring forth answers. We're expecting a mystery to be unlocked, God. We're expecting the keys to be given unto us that we've been waiting for and praying for and asking for. We're believing it now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we will give your name all praise. We will give your name all glory. We will give your name all honor because you are due just that. We thank you now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen again. Now, the next voice you will hear, let us receive my husband, Apostle Christopher McQueen. Amen. God bless you.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you all.
Let's give God a praise all over the field.
We're so grateful to the Lord for all that he has done and all that he is doing for us. Amen.
Amen.
Tonight we are continuing on in the word, knowing that God has spoken some things to us. Amen. And they shall come to pass. Don't you ever get to a place where you forget that God loved us so much that he sent his son.
Yes.
His son came, he loved us so much that he became the firstborn of many brothers. Amen. Thank God for Jesus and all that he has done for us. Amen.
Hallelujah.
On tonight, I would like to get into this word and really begin to take apart some things. I believe that God has been saying some things to us, and he wants some things from us. Amen. And as we begin to address him and his desires for us, we'll find that he did not forget about us. That's a good place to look at your neighbor and say, he didn't forget about me. No, he didn't. No, he didn't. He did not forget about you. He remembers you. He saw you. He called out to you, amen?
Amen.
And he's looking for you, amen?
Glory to God.
It is that truth right there that causes us to then have hope, amen, beyond hope, and faith beyond faith, amen?
Yes, Lord.
We can now begin to do some things according to God's will and God's plan for our life, amen? And as we begin to do so, then God begins to bless us. Amen. You've heard me use certain terms like the blessing of obedience. Amen. Say with me, the blessing of obedience.
The blessing of obedience.
Amen. You've heard me say, keep your focus. Everyone say focus.
Focus.
Amen. And we know the acronym is for faith, obedience, compassion, unity, and sanctification, amen. Speaking to some young men, and we're getting ready, you're about to see a number of things that are going to happen in the coming months, amen. Singles conference, amen. Women of Prophetic Destiny. And by the way, those of you who are in the Cocoa area, the Central Florida area, amen, We have a service every Saturday at 9 a.m., amen. And we start at 9 a.m. For intercessory prayer. At 9:30, we begin praise and worship. The broadcast begins at that time as well, amen. And we go on until 11 o'clock every Saturday. Amen. And then every Sunday at 8 o'clock a.m., someone said, why so early? Well, listen, if you start your day off right, the rest of your day will go better. Amen. Sometimes we get up and then, because we ain't gave the devil all of our time, we're too tired to get up and give God the glory. Amen. Amen. Thank God for Bishop Ione and Locke. Amen. When we was with Bishop Locke, amen, she used to have a sunrise service at 5 o'clock. And we used to welcome Jesus coming up in the Lord Jesus. Those were so going back in some days. Amen. Amen. But the thing is that we do it at 8 o'clock in the morning. 8 o'clock in the morning allows us to do intercessory prayer at 8, and then by 8:30, amen, we will start the broadcast and praise and worship, and the like will be done by 10 o'clock, amen. If you are in the Cocoa area, amen, then you can come down to the church, which is at 956 North Cocoa Boulevard, Suite 1121, amen. That's in Cocoa, Florida, and we look forward, amen, to fellowshipping with you, amen. And God is doing some things, and we are moving, and we are growing. Amen. Now, we have coming up a singles conference. Amen. We'll be giving you more information about that. Every third weekend is Woman of Prophetic Destiny Fellowship, amen, leading up to the Woman of Prophetic Destiny Conference, which is going to be in which month? October, amen. And we're going to be building up. I'm telling you, y'all need to get involved, get involved, get involved. Some things are about to happen, and God is about to get some great glory out of all of this. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So with that being said, we have Joshua Generation Young Warriors, that conference that I was sitting in meeting earlier and putting things together so that we can prepare that, as well as our Friday night, amen. And we're going to be letting you know more about those things as we continue on. But look at your neighbor and say, don't get weary.
Don't get weary.
God is about to do something,
yeah.
Amen. And I'm just so grateful that he's using us to do it, amen. Amen. Now, that being said, go to our website, www.ctkr. There you'll learn more about us. I pray that you become a vision partner. Listen, if we have more churches that took time with their young people, amen, took time in the churches to educate and develop and mature, mm-hmm. amen, the membership, amen, mm-hmm. In the things of God, then we wouldn't see half of the mess that we see going on, social media mess. We can go up and down the roads and watch the local news and the national news, mess. What we're looking at is lack of development, amen? And that's, I'm not talking about any of the other things that are going on, amen, because we're dealing then with the results of lack of development, amen? And I'm not saying that it's right or wrong one way or the other, amen? The facts of the cases that we talk about should talk and prove out themselves. A lot of times the facts can speak one thing, but justice becomes a distant memory because it's not really about that. Amen? They're really looking for resolution. People are rioting right now. They could care less about justice. They want a resolution. Amen? And the resolution that they've been getting has not been on the side of justice, which is why we see so much civil unrest right now. But we have to get back to in the church. We have to get back to dealing with what is going on. And the body of Christ needs to stand up and be the church. Amen? Look at your neighbor and say, the church needs to be the church again. We're coming back because there are men and women like myself. We're not taken down, and we're not going to sugarcoat this gospel. I'm not going to give you no mealy mouth mamby-pamby, as that Bishop Locke say, now say, the mamby-pamby, willy-mouth, milly-mouth, no, we're not doing that. Garbage. Amen. Yeah. Those of you know I'm going to talk about garbage in a minute. Amen. The thing is that we're going to preach the gospel, we're going to live a life. And we're going to hold people accountable even if God holds us accountable. Amen. Because they stopped preaching the gospel because it was more profitable in this life to preach everything but it.
But they still have churches.
Yep.
Amen. And we got to get back to this word. This word is right. Amen. People running around trying to take money from everybody. Amen. Now, that's not to say that, you know, the lights and all of this technology and the location, all of this cost. So we encourage you to give so that we can support the work that God has given us to do. Amen. But I'm not trying to buy a Maserati with it.
Hello?
I'm not trying to upgrade a Mercedes and get a Bentley, you know, and all the rest of that. All of that goes into what I personally would like for myself, but not necessarily do anything about kingdom. Amen. I'm already preaching. Here I am. Amen. We got to get back to doing what God gave us to do so that God can get the glory and not just us. Amen. God wants to do something with us, through us, for us. But we got to get out the way. Notice I said through, and not just to. Amen? God is trying to do something through us. Amen? But he can't do it till we move. Look at your neighbor and say, just get out the way.
Get out the way.
I'm going to say, move, get out the way. Amen. Now, with that said, let's go into the word. Amen? I'm going to attempt to limit myself how far I'm going to run. God began to speak to me and show me some stuff. Amen. Let's quickly go to the word. Amen. Ephesians. Amen. Ephesians, the first chapter. Amen. I want to make sure we didn't have to cover something where we were. Amen.
Something that I was sharing with the young men as we were talking, and the Holy Spirit brought me right back to Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Look at your neighbor and say, you already got your blessing. Come on, say it again. Say it to your neighbor. Tell them, you already got your blessing. Okay, because that word every means all-inclusive. It means that there's nothing that was not included there. Every is all-inclusive. Amen. Spiritual blessing. He has is the past term. Past tense. It didn't say he will bless you. It says he has. Okay. Now, with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise, sixth verse, of the glory of his grace by which he made us accepted in the blood. So that means this, beloved, then that means that what he has done is he has already blessed us with every blessing. Say it with me. I've already got it.
I got it.
Every blessing.
Every blessing.
Through Christ Jesus.
Through Christ.
Now, the problem is, here's the problem now, because we don't see every blessing.
That's true.
Oh, yes. And the problem here is your lack of faith means you have lack of insight or lack of vision, amen? There is no enlightenment, amen, if you will. So you don't see what God has already given you because you're waiting for it to become tangible in your hand instead of realizing that it's already yours.
See, this chapstick or whatever this is, because, you know, we got to watch the branding, amen, this lip balm stuff is good, amen, but it don't have to be in my hand being applied to me in order for it to be mine. It could be in my body. You see that? Means that I still have it, even though I'm not showing it. And so it is with the blessings of the Lord. He has blessed us. And some of you are upset because it's not in your hand.
Uh-huh.
But you still possess it.
Come on now, talk to
me. You see, and when we understand that, we'll stop going after and running after blessings that are already ours.
Amen.
Help me, Holy Spirit. Listen, how do we know that they're ours? Because He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world. That means before He set the place where we are,
yeah,
where we dwell,
yeah,
He already chose the plan for us and has already rewarded us with the blessing of obedience that came through sonship,
yeah,
before we got in the world. What do you say? Before Adam fell,
yeah,
there was already a redemption plan.
Yes, yeah. Yes, sir.
Ooh, oh, ooh, really? Ah. Yes. That means that every blessing is secured in Christ. All I have to do is find myself in Christ. I was just preaching on that series, How Are You Living? I need to ask that question now. Are you living for this world? Or are you living for Christ? Because however you're living determines how you receive, maintain, and obtain, or obtain and maintain your blessing. When all of that you're getting is so that you can show people, look at what I got. If you are working and living in a carnal mindset, and God don't get the glory out of that, because He's not going to glorify no flesh. As a matter of fact, no flesh is going to come in His presence. Yeah. So while you're trying to make your flesh look better, hello, somebody, God is trying to get your flesh out of His face. So if we think God wants you to look a certain way so that you can glorify Him, and God says, all that stuff you know, and I'm not about any of that, get that out of my way, because I need to shine through you. It is my love and compassion that's going to draw them. So sick of glorying and supporting different people in ministries, and while I get over there, they start preaching and talking about sowing to me and my, God's going to make me look better. He made me look better. He's going to help you to look better because I am the example before you. No, I am the example of Christ in the earth. He delegated His authority to me, and I'm supposed to be casting out devils, raising the dead, and cleansing the leper. What is a leper in their modern day time? It is people who have been ostracized based on their behaviors or based on decisions that they made in their life. What happens when they come to Christ and need to be clean? Can we attack the sin of their past and kill them? Help them to become redeemed. And let them become those who are redeemed and walking forward, going after the devil, recognizing, realizing that he tried to take them out, and now they have in their hearts and in their minds a determination that no one else will be thrown away. No one else will be cast aside. Notice I didn't say the wealthy businessman. I didn't talk about the business professional. Huh? I didn't talk about those who have careers and sit back and decide what they're going to give a little bit out to and everything else. Just, you know, I'm trying to help. I'm talking about those who have been scraping, who have been pushing, those who have to dig in, those who have to take and go out so that the babies can have mama not home when she's drinking water so that the babies can eat the bread. See, all of those things
those people, when God begins to raise them up, they realize and recognize where they came from, and they just care less if they make too much noise when they praise the Lord. They just care less if you get upset when they shout. They just care less if you get upset when they jump around. They don't care nothing about you because they know where God taught them from. Some of you need to just take a trip back down memory lane. And when you do so, stop thinking about who you were back in high school and back in the day when you thought you was all that in a bag of chips, huh? In the red car. You need to go back to that time when you found yourself crying in the corner trying to figure out how did I get here and what did I just do. You need to go back to those moments and recognize that God brought you from somewhere.
All right.
He chose you in him.
Thank you, Jesus. Before the foundation of the world, your redemption was already set before you got here to mess it up. He predestined you to adoption.
Now, we can run off of that right there.
Because some of you, if you were being realistic, your family wasn't all that. Huh? Your family had some issues. Oh, that was your family growing up. But since you all got married and got a family of your own, you know that there's some stuff sitting up in there right now. You try to figure out how your son or how your daughter came up with that little craziness that's in there. All of that stuff was there from before. It may not have manifested in your generation, but if you go back just a little bit, you know, if you peel the layers
off of onion, eventually you'll get to the good part, right?
Huh? Sometimes you're part of that part that needs to be peeled off. Hello, somebody. God knew all that about you and still predestined us to adoption as sons by Christ Jesus. So then, if this is what he's done, huh? Then we have to understand that all of this, and remember what I was preaching before, I told you all of this is part of his will. See, you have to understand that God's will for your life is the good part of this. His will for your life has already included in its scripting, in its planning, in its architectural design, your blessing, your sustenance, huh? Your growth, your development, your assignment was written into the plan, and your reward was written in with it. But if we go back into the Bible, we begin to see, especially in Levitical law and Deuteronomy, especially when we begin to see, if you will obey the Lord, follow his commandments, then the Lord shall. If it is this day that you are hearkening to the voice of the Lord your God, and you will follow his commandments and follow him and seek him, then the Lord will. Look at your neighbor and say, obedience. Notice why obedience is important. Because God don't have any disobedient sons. By hyper-grace, the Bible says the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. So you can't have life and be living a disobedient life. Something right there just canceled out. You can't be living an alternative lifestyle and glorifying it and talking about God still working on me and then expect to have from God what he blesses his children with. Because at the point that you will not accept discipline, then you are, by the Bible standards, a bastard child. Bible says, who the Lord loves, he chases. Huh? That means that when you wrong and you're doing crazy and acting stupid and all out here embarrassing yourself before the people, notice what Moses said to the people. He said, you're embarrassing yourself before the nation. Your behavior, they're out there with that calf going back. Say, you're embarrassing yourself. God will come after you. He didn't let that slip. Well, that was in the Old Testament. Okay, all right. Keep thinking the God that changes not yesterday, today, forever, is not going to deal with you with your mess. He sends preachers along, spiritual fathers, spiritual mothers, those in the five folks to lead you so that you can get to a place where you know how to move forward in him. Amen?
Yes, yes.
And then he challenges us, he tasks us with the responsibility of developing you and holding your feet to the fire. And you say, well, y'all doing this, that, and other. Listen, let every man work out his own soul salvation with fear and trembling. I'm not perfect by no stretch of your imagination or mine. But by the same token, I'm not living an open sin life. I just say I walk perfect every day, but I'm not going out looking for a sin and making an excuse for it. Look at your neighbor and say, stop making excuses for bad behavior.
Stop making excuses for bad behavior.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. According to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace. That's why we're here. We're here to give God glory and be to the praise of that glory. Why? Because of his grace in our life. Amen. By which he made us accepted in the blood. Now, what is really going on here? Why am I talking about this? Because we have lost our way. We have forgotten what we're supposed to be doing. Amen. And we know that we're supposed to be doing certain things. We forgot what the assignment is. Hello, somebody. We've really forgotten the assignment. The assignment didn't meet with our personal proclivities. Amen. So we sort of like what we're doing, and we just want God to tell us it's okay to like what I want to like, do what I want to do, be involved with what I want to be involved. We want to believe that God is not going to challenge us or discipline us or talk to us about our behavior patterns. I want to remind you that God never had anybody come that he didn't challenge to change. As soon as he chose the disciples, he started challenging them, each and every one of them. Some of those came in with presuppositions of who the Son of God was going to be, who the Messiah was going to be. And when they got there, he had to show them, yeah, that's who Messiah is going to be, but that's more of my second coming. Right now, I'm coming to redeem. Next time, I'm coming to conquer. Or when I come back the second time, I'm coming back, with an army, and I'm going to do some damage when I show up. Satan will be defeated publicly, open showing of him. Yeah, all of this right now is spiritual about redemption. This is what Adam should have did with Eve, but I'm going to do it for you. Somebody needs to get happy right there.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. So all of this that I'm talking about now has a purpose. And one thing that we have to understand is that God is trying to get us to see that he has that plan for us. Amen? When we see that God has the plan, then we'll stop acting a fool. Amen? Look at this right here. We run into a problem with people when they refuse to develop, running after blessings that don't belong to you because you got covetousness in your heart and in your life. God's already given you every spiritual blessing that's yours, but you can't get it because you won't mature. Hello, somebody. Oh, that's going to be rough. Because a lot of people playing grown ain't grown. A lot of people acting like they're grown up are not grown up. You walking around like a little kid. You don't put on your mom's boa and her pearls and everything else. You walked around and put on her high heel shoes and you scuffling across the floor making noise. We can hear the back of the heel drop because your foot too small to hold the shoe as you walk. Walking around dad's shoes. Shoes bigger than your foot. You got on his hat and got his stuff on. You walking around like this, like you daddy. Walking around like you mama. Can hardly move. Listen, just because you dress yourself up like a grown-up don't make you grown. Just because you tell yourself that you've been in this for a while don't mean you matured. I'm trying to help somebody right now. Because people get saved, and then they dig in for development. I didn't say dig in to be developed. I said they dig in for the development. They refuse to get developed. They don't want to be developed. Why do I have to change? How come I'm never right? How come everybody else is wrong? I mean, everybody else is right except for me. Why? I'm the one that got to do something different. Listen. When you get to a place where you understand that the assignment is greater than you, then you'll stop asking childish questions and simply change. Listen, we are to conform to the image of God's dear Son. That is the purpose that we're supposed to be doing. That is our development, conforming to His image. Everybody say, conform to His image. Notice that this is not our image. I didn't tell you to follow after my image and be like me. I think whenever I hear a preacher say, well, myself and daughters, that should look like me. I'm sorry, I shouldn't look like you. I'm supposed to look like him. If you're doing your job right, I won't look like you. I look like Christ. You know why? Because you looking like Christ means that both of us are doing it right. But when you want me to do it like you, what you're doing is you're trying to make a carbon of yourself. I'm not here to multiply your kingdom. I'm here to expand His kingdom. So we got people who should be maturing and growing, or who should be grown by now. You should be mature by now. But you're not. Hebrews 5th chapter 12th verse. Let's go there right quick. It says, for there by this time you ought to be teachers.
Yeah.
You need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God. You can't tell me that you should be, that you're mature and you can't take meat. You can't be disciplined. You have no discipline in your life. Nothing about you says Christ, but you show up all the time. The reason why people ain't come to church is because when you should be demonstrating the love of Christ, we see the hate of you. God never told me to get on your good side in your favor. He told me to go forth and show His favor in the earth. Oh, God. And you have come to need milk and not solid food. Stop trying to run off to all these conferences and get a deep word. Get off the word network and TV interest. Half of that stuff ain't godly anyhow. All full of kind of Gnostic and pagan philosophies and theologies where we cut the scripture on and try to raise money for whatever reason. And here you are, go and see. You won't take care of the local church, but you'll send hundreds of thousands of dollars off to somebody talking about things doing the work. The devil is a liar. You're just cashing in on good marketing. True gospel will challenge you in your mess. A true prophet will call out your dirt. They're not calling out your social security number and the number that you had on your last bank statement. They're not calling that out. That's divination. The devil can do that. But whenever God sends a prophet or an apostle or evangelist or pastor or teacher, they're going to challenge the mess in your life.
half of this stuff that we're going to start talking about. Who this is God? We about to run over here and get a shout on. You know, the devil will play shout music for you all day long if you don't hear nothing but the music. You need someone to teach you again. Everybody say again. Let me say, at one point you actually got in this word. You fell in love with Jesus to a point where you got saved. You was in this word and you was trying to get as much of him as you could. You was cowering in scripture, trying to learn him and know him. I want to know more of you. Less of me and more of you. God, I want more of you. And you was doing that and it was everything that you wanted. And then somebody told you you can have Jesus and have him too. You can have your faith too. You can go out and do everything you want to do and still have God. And you started looking at what you left back in the world. And you started trying to go back over there and get it. But now you dress like a saint, but you're acting like a sinner. Saved for a while. You didn't get married in the time that you wanted to get married. So now your neckline has plunged. Your waistline has got spanked up. And you're going to pull stuff in and insinuate other parts of your body. Then going over to the club trying to lift so that they wear the suit right. So just in case they got to catch one of the sisters and she happened to go across that wall for us, you'd be like, ooh. That ain't no God. Your flesh is trying to compete with your sanctification. Well, I'm going to preach on this eventually. Because we got to get into this focus. But am I right?
Amen.
They catching you. You know, every time we have altar call and you show up trying to stand behind Brother Bobo, because you know when he catch you, he's solid as a rock and you just try to fall in his arm ever so gracefully. We know when you practice falling, because when the power of God hits you, you don't care who looking. Power of God hits you, you ain't trying to be cute with it. When the power of God really hits you, you don't care however it goes. You don't care how it comes. There it is. Whoop, there it is. Huh? You can care less about it. When you try to impress people, you know, take you 2 minutes to fall down because you want them to catch you. And then as he's reaching for you, he try to turn this a little bit. Wait a minute, hold on. I'm so sorry. Under the power of God. You wasn't under the power of God. You was trying to see if I was going to catch what you was doing. That's why we used to have women kiss the women and men kiss the men. And nowadays you can't have nobody kiss nobody because the men running after the men just like the women running after the women. Y'all just need to be saved. Stop making excuses for your flesh. I can go to church and God still going to love on me. But when you come here, he's going to love you to life. Either that or your sin is going to kill you dead. But we're going to preach a gospel that's going to deliver you. If you want to obey the word of God, this thing will set you free. The word of God still works. The blood of Jesus still works. Notice what it says here. You have come to need milk and not solid food. In other words, we got to get back to feeding you so you can get strong again. Your strength don't come from your muscles. It comes from your bones. And if your bones are brittle, when you go to pick up something with your strength, you'll find that you can fracture or sprain or do something to your body. Oh, y'all got to hear what I'm saying here. Because you've been fooling yourself too long, thinking that just because you look the part, you got the strength. No! Strength comes from your bones. So we got to give you milk so you can build up your infrastructure. You see that? Your bones is where your strength comes from. And we got to get you to the place where it works. Amen?
Amen.
Milk is what you need so that you can grow. Notice, with milk, you don't have to worry about your teeth. You can't handle me.
Ooh, they don't preach. That's just a shout out for me. I need something deep.
No, you don't. You need to get over here, sit down, and learn how to be obedient to the word you're getting. Because at this point, if we gave you milk, it would clog your throat up because you can't chew it. Stop fooling yourself. I said it already. Stop acting like you're grown and just grow up. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. So then what ends up happening here, amen, what ends up happening here then is we begin to deal with the milk. Why? The milk, because if you're going to live a righteous life, you have to understand that God did not care about your proclivity. He didn't care about that. He didn't care that you sort of like this or you wanted to do that or that. He didn't ask you, he didn't ask you none of that. Okay? What he did was he placed a demand on you because he died for your life. You have died, and the life you now live, according to this word, is in him. Can he right? So that means you have to live a godly life. No, you can't rewrite what was already written when he chose you before the foundations of the world. The plan is already in action. You see that? We are being made into the bricks. We're being made into the form of his body. You see that? Your job is to be who God called you to be and stop trying to be everything but. God challenges you to grow. And when he challenges you to grow, it means that your diet, as you mature, your diet begins to change. Amen? So babies need milk. Grown people need meat. Or should I say solid food?
Well, you know, I'm a vegetarian. I don't care what you are. Okay?
I like to... You need, yeah, thank you. You need some protein somewhere. I don't care if you get it from a bean or a turkey leg. You need some, you need something. You get it from a pizza steak. I don't care. You need something that's going to build you up. You need strength, baby. Huh? Unskilled in the word of righteousness. That's why, and we know when you are at milk level, because when you are walking in and you're doing certain things and we say, you know, baby, we're going to have to get you to do X, Y, Z. And you get upset, you know, and you want to talk to people and you're ready to hold a meeting. I need to have a meeting with the past. Can I set up a meeting? Yeah, and talk to the secretary and set it up and we'll meet with you. God bless you. Amen. And everything well, yeah, everything's good. And then we come to the office. Like, you was preaching, you said this is in the milk. We know that you aren't ready yet. When we say this is the class for all those who desire to go into leadership, and then you come, but the problem, you have a problem with everything that has to do with leadership. Milk! You see that? And you ain't ready for the solid food yet. See, the thing about solid food is that it has milk you can just swallow. It's going down. Solid food you have to process. Y'all want to catch this? I pray y'all do. You can't put solid food in your mouth and just boom, you choke on it. You have to chew on it. And it ain't three bites or three chews and a swallow. Sometimes you have to chew and swallow part of it. Keep chewing. Swallow another part of it. Chew and get the rest of it and then take some milk or something and wash it down. You see? Notice that one bite was the one swallow. It had to go through
processing. You see that? So when we get ready to deal with situations for those who are mature enough, you understand that even though he gives you one assignment, you ain't swallowing that down with a cup with chew. Sometimes you're going to have to swallow it by section. Swallow it after a little processing of each part. Can you roll food in your mouth and swallow part of it without choking on the food? You can if you grow. Thank you, Jesus. I know this word is blessed for me. I hope it's blessed for somebody else, too. Because you have been sitting back upset because you haven't gotten things to come your way. And God is simply trying to get you to grow up. That is the message that we are preaching right now. Grow up. Look at your neighbor and say, grow up. I'm going to say it again. Grow up. Grow up. Come on. You want to pull things from God? Then prove to him that you can handle solid food. Because the deep calls us to the deep. You know, one of the worst things in the world is for somebody who can't swim trying to prove to somebody that they can. And it's because it looks so easy. Yeah, they go out there jumping in the deep side of the pool. And somebody has to run out there and get them. Some of you thought that living this life was going to be easy. I could do leadership. How come they don't ever call me? I want to be part of leadership. No, you don't, because you ain't ready to graduate from MILK. If you want to be an usher, the person who just took your parking spot when you was trying to run in here, and let me say something. If you run in here trying to get in here that you got to fight over a parking spot, you should have left earlier because obviously you're late. Don't have time to deal with timeliness just yet. But if you get up in here and you are in your position and that person come in and you look at them like, you can sit down there somewhere. You can't even do your job because your flesh is already showing not the love of Christ, but this despondency of your flesh. How are you going to go into leadership? And you ain't ready for it. Milk. Fourteenth verse. But solid food belongs to those who are full age. That is, those who by reason have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. In other words, we don't have to care. We don't have to hold your hand. Isn't it interesting that we'll preach a sermon on Sunday, preach a sermon, do the Bible study, prophetess will go ahead and do a prophetic atmosphere and get in here and begin to walk through some of the things that need to be done for those of you who are moving into prophetic and moving toward the prophetic mantle, and that mantle will conform you or restrict you. So when you walk in the office of a prophet, you begin to walk as a prophet or prophetess, amen. And let me just say something. All y'all trying to be deep and wonderful, talking about Bobby and all the rest of this, those are regional terms, amen. You have to understand that God didn't call the prophet above the prophetess. Well, I'm not a prophetess, I'm a prophet because, you know, one's lesser than the other. You fool. God didn't call one greater than the other. That's your male chauvinistic trying to make yourself bigger so you can add an extra tier so you can look down at somebody else. Either he calls you, listen, I am the chief apostle of Christ the King Redemptive Ministries only because I am the number one apostle here, not because I'm greater than every other apostle. Take that chief off your name as if you try to make other people think you've arrived at a different level. You have not. There's only apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher. Leave it at that. I'm ambassador today. We're all ambassadors. You try to find a title that you can lord over so you can feel better for yourself. Why don't you mature up and grow up and then do the work that God called you and stop trying to be something that he never gave you the grace to do.
Lord, help us. Oh, you trying to, well, you know, ambassadors in there. Oh, I like that. What's an ambassador? I don't know. I know what an ambassador is. Mm-hmm. Ephesians 4:7. But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift.
Yeah.
So that means that if there is a gift or a title on you, amen, a title on you, amen, because when we go down to the 11th verse, and he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, some teachers. But when he gave us that grace, that's why people pray on titles and can't handle the stress and the pressure of it. And the stress and the pressure of it causes them to resort to other means to handle it. That's why we have books and whoremongers and all kinds of other stuff standing in pulpits because you work hard to this. You touch the job, but you don't have the grace to do it. God help us. Why? Because when we get down there, 11th verse to 12th verse, for the equipping of the saints, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to unity of faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we should no longer be children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. Means you plan this. People didn't know what a definition of apostle was, so you made up one and then tried to walk like it. But it really served your own personal interest. Made up the title of ambassador, so people didn't know what it is, so you gave it a definition, tried to walk into it. You look at it, everybody got to be subservient to you because you're on a different level now. So sit down and get yourself together. You don't have the grace to walk in that office. God didn't give it to you. Especially if you got to make it up for yourself. Oh, Jesus. Help us, Holy Ghost. All right. So, I'm not done. I just got to stop because I should keep on going. We need to go over to Galatians, the 4th chapter, and talk about why you ain't getting your stuff. You can't get nothing from God because it's still held under stewards and guardians. Until such time as the Father has said, right, until you mature up and grow up, for you have every spiritual blessing. It's yours. You can't get none of it till you mature up. I close with this. I told the young men earlier, I said, it'd be crazy for me to have for my son Jaguar fully loaded with everything. Total upgrade, the best engine, and everything else, and then turn around and give it to him, and he only 10 years old. They said, ooh, he ain't ready for that. And I said, exactly, he ain't ready for that. And some of you ain't ready for the blessing that you keep begging God for because you won't grow up, mature, grow up. Amen? I'm just stopping right now. We'll pick it up on Saturday. Amen? Come on, let's pray. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I pray for those who are under the sound of my voice, Lord, that we will mature, we will grow up. I pray, Lord, that you would help us to stop fighting and infighting and running around acting crazy as if we don't know you, we've never known you. Help us to act like those that know you so we can get from you those things that belong to us already. Every spiritual blessing belongs to us, but we can't get it until we mature in Christ, become more like him, conform to his image, and then it's released to us by you, Father. Thank you for that. Now, I pray for those who are not saved, Lord, that they will pray this prayer. Father, forgive me of my sin. Wash me in the blood of Jesus. I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead. Thank you, Father, for salvation in the name of Jesus. Lord, if they prayed that prayer, I pray that you would lead them to a Bible-believing, a Bible-teaching church where they can be developed and go on to do the assignments that you've given them to do. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Listen, go to our website, www.ctkr.org. There, become a vision partner with us.
Help us to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. I'm Apostle Christopher McQueen of Christ the King Redemptive Ministry, along with Prophetess Crystal McQueen, and we want to tell you that it's God's will for you to live this kingdom lifestyle. We love you, and we look forward to ministering to you on Thursday night at 7 p.m. for Prophetic Atmosphere, and then again this weekend at 9 o'clock on Saturday, or 9:30 on Saturday, and 8:30 on Sunday for Christ the King Redemption Ministries worship. Amen. Be blessed in the name of the Lord. We love you all. I want to give God a praise.
Yes.
Amen. Glory to God.